One of the ways we at the Village Church make connections with our congregation and community is through our weekly newsletter, eConnections. It's sent out by email and includes all kinds of information about upcoming events, ShellPoint Television Channel 13 programming schedules, ways to submit prayer requests, and more. If you do email and would like to receive eConnections, contact the church office. And if you'd like to receive a paper copy of the eConnections, call us and we'll make sure you receive it. In each of our eConnections, I offer a brief pastoral message. Often it will address a contemporary issue that we are all facing, or will highlight one of our ministries or teaching series. But it always has an encouraging biblical theme. We're happy to provide a televised version of that pastoral message. We hope you enjoy them. And now, here is this issue's pastoral message from eConnections. This is the eConnections message for Thursday, October 16. It's entitled, Roots. Romans 11:18 says, "It is not you who support the root, but the root that supports you." It's been nearly 50 years since families gathered around their television sets and watched what would become a unique American event. The miniseries, Roots, in 1977, was an epic chronicle of the family of an African slave brought to the American shores, living through the various periods of the American story, the colonial period, the 19th century, the Civil War, the post-Reconstruction of the Civil War. It was based on Alex Haley's novel of the same name, and the series accumulated numerous awards. Its final episode was the second most watched series finale in television history. I suppose the media landscape has changed to such a degree that the days are gone when one show captures the nation's attention in a majority of households and affects the collective psyche of American society the way Roots did. The very idea of Roots, however, continues to have a compelling power in our psyches. The popularity of ancestral histories through DNA tests like 23andMe or Ancestry.com are testimony to our penchant to understand our histories and influences. I'm sure I speak for our pastoral staff when I say that we are all humbled by the expressions of appreciation we have already received during this Pastor's Appreciation Month. This must be one of the most encouraging and thankful congregations any pastor could hope for. At the same time, all of this prompts me to look back on some of my roots, for whatever I have to offer this fellowship didn't come out of thin air. There were clearly stations along the way that marked my own spiritual journey, and to reflect on some of those is an act of gratitude and a delightful duty. I remember like it was yesterday, as a young person, going off to college as a believer to a secular university. I had come to faith in Christ as a young teenager, but really had no significant discipleship. Many other believers in such circumstances have found themselves floundering spiritually and were subject to the winds and waves of secularism. Countless left the faith altogether, especially during those years of cultural change in the 1960s and 1970s. But someone, I can't remember who, introduced me to Francis Schaeffer. This unusual evangelist to the intellectual who set up a family compound in the Swiss Alps called L'Abri, which means the shelter, and waited for seekers to come to him. Not an evangelistic strategy found in any church growth textbook. But come they did. He taught and wrote while his visitors studied and did chores on the property, while Schaeffer's wife, Edith, fed them and generally loved on them. What Schaeffer wrote changed my life. His view of history and his capacity for framing a biblical worldview taught me that not only was Christianity reasonable, but it was the only reasonable way to consider the world. His books were like spiritual life preservers to me. I read every single one of them, dozens of books during those 4 years of undergraduate studies. They were roots for me. There were other roots for me over the course of my spiritual journey. I'm sure there were for you as well. This Sunday, we'll explore where our roots lie for us Christians who come from a Gentile background. There is a rich history there, a surprising one in many ways, and one which will impact the way we continue our journeys. We'll see you there and then. Take care. God bless you. I'm Pastor Andy.